Welcome to another edition of Giants Online, fueled by Hess. I'm Bob Popper with Senior VP of Communications Pat Hanlon. We've got Fuch, we've got Neil Best of Newsday, and we've got a festive holiday setup. We want to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah and a Merry Christmas.
Did you bring that piece of coal for this little stocking here?
Wow, I'm impressed.
The fact that Fuch even has a stocking is an upset.
I'm impressed.
And we've got the Yule.
Whoa.
Got a Yule log for you.
Somebody send Best out to get the wood.
All right.
I love the props.
What's up, Jingle Bell Rock?
You know, Mr. Hanlon, I know you think I just slapped this thing together, but you know what? There's a lot of preparation that goes into this, Neil. And last week, when I said Big Blue was going to win 24-13, Bobby, I meant it. And now, listen, contrary to what you guys think,
what was the score?
There's a lot of study going on here. So,
is that what it was?
Yeah. So I nailed it. But here's I got a little help from the officials who got it right. And I got to admit, Mr. Best, before halftime there, right before halftime, I was a little worried about 24-13.
See what you miss when you don't do this show regularly?
It's good that nothing has changed since 2000, the first time I did this. You guys all look the same, and he, of course, will never change.
Thank you.
But congratulations. I'm
hey, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
You took my life from me.
Tell me, buddy.
What they're going to do against the Rams and...
Well, before we get to that,
that's the end of the
segment. I want to get to your take on, because you're not here every week.
No.
Thank God.
Odell Beckham Jr. It's been an incredible year.
That name sounds vaguely familiar.
You've seen it in the newspaper.
He's done things in his first 10 games and in his rookie season that Jerry Rice didn't do, that, just go down the list. Randy Moss, Michael Irvin, and the list goes on and on and on.
And it obviously
goes
far beyond the numbers as well. I mean, even as a cranky old sports writer who's been around for too long, I'm excited watching this guy, whether it's in person or whether it's on the TV in the press box and covering meaningless Jets games. The guy is electric, and the best thing about it is that he looks like he's built to last because he seems to have his act together. And he's smart, and he's got very cool hair. And, I haven't been this excited watching a player since Jason Sehorn, pre-ACL injury. That's going back almost 20 years now. But I feel, when I watch him, that's what I feel like. Like, wow, this guy is special, even for a guy who's seen, too many football games in his life.
I don't want to be Scrooge. I really don't.
Why not?
I don't want to be Scrooge.
We don't want to typecast you.
What's the problem with Odell Beckham?
But he mentioned something there that has really been bothering me.
For 20 years, Sehorn?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Did you watch Giants Chronicles?
He's about to complain about Beckham returning punts.
I don't want him on the punts anymore. Let's get rid of him. It's been a nice thing to do, but these guys are taking shots at this guy on the sidelines. They're going at his legs. Please, Mr. Hanlon, I know you got a ladder to the big guy. Get him off the special teams.
Here's what happens in this marketplace. 3 weeks ago, Tom Coughlin's got to stand up in every press conference and answer the question, how many different ways can you get this ball in this guy's hand?
And I'm good with it, but not on the punt return.
There is a difference here. Jason Sehorn was a veteran who they just threw into kickoff returns.
Because they thought it was a good idea.
Right, this guy,
he wanted to.
I just don't like the way the other teams are going after this guy. Every week he's getting hit on the sidelines or getting hit out of bounds on these punt returns. And even last week, the last word of the game, they went at his legs. He drops back. He drops the ball. Just get him off. There's no reason for him to be on it.
In 3 or 4 years...
Do we have a backup punt returner?
In three or four years, I'll agree with you. But for now, this is part of what the guy does. It's keeping him involved. He makes things happen. Well, why can't he score a touchdown on a punt return?
Did you say the same thing about Deion Sanders? Why the Cowboys use him on the punt return?
Listen,
what's
the deal? I feel it's a great story.
Aaron Glenn did it his whole career. He's the top corner of the Jets.
He's going to be Rookie of the Year. I just really wish the last two games of this year
that
he is sitting on a sideline.
I'll tell you where the call is. It's bouncing between those two ears right now.
Okay.
There's a lot of guys that have done it.
We talked about this guy coming out in the draft. Has the ability to be a great playmaker on offense, a great return.
Gotcha.
Now he's
gotcha.
Okay.
I love it.
In 3 or 4
years,
I don't
want him on
the punt returns. Right now, let him do the punt returns.
Okay.
All right. So now it's the Rams. As great as he is at running down the field and doing all this other stuff, if Eli's on his back on Sunday, how do the Giants deal with this front of the Rams?
It's going to be difficult. It's weird because the Rams have a losing record just like the Giants do, and they're perceived, I think correctly, as the best losing team in the league.
Look at who they've beat.
They're a very dangerous team that can do damage both on the scoreboard and, you know, we hope not physically. And they have John Fossil's special teams unit, one of the more creative risk-taking groups, thanks to his head coach being willing to take risks. Not every head coach feels that way about special teams.
When the opportunity presents itself.
Well, it's been 11 years. There will be an opportunity for a fake come for you guys.
To your point, let's see the Giants go prove something against what we think is a very good defense. Let's go out there and see what this offense can do, and let's see if this coaching staff can stay creative.
All right, Nostradamus, your prediction for this week.
I'm going to go
24-13 again?
I'm going 24-13 Giants. I'm sticking with it until somebody proves me wrong. I'm going 24-13.
I think the Rams will win 16-11 in the second 16-11 game in NFL history, in the second in 2 weeks.
16-11. He was the best to bring an odd prediction.
I can't wait until he figures out how to use Google so that he can Google Nostradamus so he can figure out what the hell you just called
it. I was going to go with Kreskin.
Thank you. We want to make sure that you and your families have a great holiday, a Merry Christmas, enjoy your Hanukkah celebration. And, Pat, you know, we've got to always practice safety, so I'm going to blow out the flame for you.
Wow.
That was cool.
Enjoy your fire and football, everybody.
We'll see you next week here on Giants Online.